This is Krista Brown with Notes and Votes from your town council here in Colonial Beach, Virginia. Wednesday, December 18th, town council met for their last meeting of the year. It was very well attended by residents. Mayor Schick was unable to attend due to a previous engagement. Town council held a public hearing on ordinance number 764, amending Article 20, to add and define the land use term maritime resort. This is more commonly known as the RV vote. Currently, there are no properties in Colonial Beach that are zoned as a maritime resort. If an existing commercial property wishes to change to a maritime resort, they would have to request being rezoned and then permitted for what their site plan outlines. Many members of the public spoke, as did a few marina owners. Most of the public comment was against the change in definition. At the end of public comment, Councilman Wood motioned to delay the vote till the new council takes their seats in January. I second the motion to delay the vote. This is an issue the new council needs to take time to examine more closely and ensure they vote what is best for Colonial Beach. Councilman Woods, Brown, Allison, Robertson, and Williams voted to delay the vote. Councilwoman Self-Sullivan abstained. Councilman Williams reported the Planning Commission recently fined Heritage Homes for tree topping on 9th Street future home sites. The total fine was $9,000 or $1,000 per tree. The Board of Zoning Appeals upheld the decision 5-0. Town Council voted unanimously to implement a cloud-based storage solution for our police department. Currently, the department's filing system is dated and at risk of losing data. This cloud-based solution will ensure the safety of their data and allow the town to save approximately $3,000 per year. Town Council previously approved and appropriated grant funds to the police department for 4 Flock license plate reader, also known as LPR, cameras. There is currently one located at Truist Bank. Many surrounding jurisdictions utilize this technology to include King George Sheriff's Office. These cameras will become active over the next few weeks and will be essential in aiding our police in criminal investigations. If you would like to learn more about their capabilities, a presentation will be uploaded onto the town website. Last but not least, Town Council unanimously supported giving each town employee an additional 2 days off. Earlier this year, it was revealed our town staff received much lower average pay than other localities in our area. This two-day gift is a way Town Council can thank staff for their work throughout the year and keep morale up during the holidays. The next Town Council meeting will be Wednesday, January 15th at 6 p.m. at Town Hall. We look forward to welcoming newest council members Larson, Grandstaff, and Sanford to the main stage. Happiest of holidays, everyone, and enjoy another day in paradise.